It's Crazy Money Day. Hey, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. 35 years ago, the corrupt government of the Philippines was overthrown. First Lady Imelda Marcos and her husband fled. Protesters entered the palace and discovered the First Lady's multi-million-dollar wardrobe of designer clothes, handbags, jewelry, and shoes. More than 3,000 pairs. Supposedly, local shoemakers gave Mrs. Marcos 10 pairs of shoes a week. If she liked one, she'd order more and sometimes a matching handbag. There's a shoe museum in Marikina, the shoe capital of the Philippines. Nearly 800 pairs of Mrs. Marcos' shoes are on exhibit, revealing her opulent lifestyle. Many visitors are appalled. She hoarded luxury while robbing the poor. We can rationalize our lifestyle in a society of indulgence, but it's contrary to what God desires. He wants us to be givers. Why? Because giving breaks the control that money has over our lives. It teaches us to be content and grateful. In 1 Timothy 6, we read, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasures for themselves." May we be doers of the word, not just hearers. We won't be taking shoes with us when God calls us home. Now, indulgence can lead to credit card debt. If you're struggling, I suggest Christian credit counselors. They can create a debt management plan that will work. For more information, call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976 or visit online at crown.org/CCC.